And now the Nutramedical Report with your host, Dr. Bill Deagle.
And welcome back. And we have Josh Bernstein here. Josh, there's lots of stuff going on. We have this rally in Virginia against the gun-grabbing governor who's nuts. There's lots of stories cooking. This year is going to be a year of... It's going to be hard to keep track of all the news. There's so much crazy stuff going on every side. Pop up the main stories you're following. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, first off, I'm glad to hear that so far there hasn't been any violence at all at the rally there in Richmond, Virginia.
Right.
You know, if they are going to start and do any arrests, they ought to start an arrest with the governor of Northam.
Right.
Because what Governor Northam has done has violated not only the Virginia state law, but federal law as well.
Right.
And his injunction against having guns at the Capitol is illegal and unconstitutional. According to Virginia state law 44-14615, construction of chapter paragraph 3 states, quote, empowering the governor to political subdivision or any other governmental authority to in any way limit or prohibit the rights of the people to keep and bear arms as guaranteed by Article 1, Section 13 of the State of Virginia Constitution or the Second Amendment of the U.S. Constitution to include the otherwise lawful possession, carrying, transportation, sale, or transfer of firearms is prohibited. Furthermore, H.R. 20, which was signed into law on March 2012 by former Governor Bob McConnell, was created for this very purpose. H.R. 20, which is codified into law, makes it illegal to ban firearms in the event of an emergency declaration.
Right.
Now, if the Virginia State Supreme Court had any balls at all, they would have taken up the case. And if the black militant leftist from Howard, Judge Joy Jeter Taylor, wouldn't take a look at the case either and overrule the governor, then we wouldn't be in this situation. But again, they're all working together. They all support the globalist leftists in Virginia. And let's hope that this is a wake-up call to the people in Virginia to take back their government and get these damn Democrats out.
Yeah, they really are demon rats. I mean, I like the term Judge Pirro uses, you use, and I use. They are not just nuts. They're evil as hell, aren't they?
They truly are. You know, if you remember back in the day, the evil dictator from Venezuela, Hugo Chavez, before Nicolas Maduro, he went to the United Nations once, and he was doing a speech, and I guess he was speaking after George W. Bush at the time. And he said that the podium smelled like sulfur from the devil George Bush. But you know what? I think it's honestly the other way around. I think these people are the devil. They are Satanists. Many of them are completely godless, you know, weirdos that, you know, want to kill babies on the day that they're born. This governor is no different, black-faced, baby-murdering governor, Northam.
Yeah.
And so it's really sad because they literally have taken to the dark side in almost everything that they do. All of their decisions are based on evil. They're based on oppression. They're based on war. They're based on violence. They're based on greed and anger and resentment. And that's not how you operate in a free society. And these people need to be put in their place, and that is at the ash heap of history.
Exactly. He belongs actually not just in a prison, but in a psych ward. Thing is, if the government actually thinks that they actually can start prosecuting and doing this, like Swalwell, who wants to seize guns, or Beto O'Rourke, these people are delusional. If you start doing this, the violence of trying to seize the guns from people will cause such a backlash, these seizers will die very quickly. They'll not have a bad day. They're not going to make it back home to see mama. And even the Special Forces guys 4 or 5 years ago in the state of New York told the governor, you're not going to start seizing guns from guys that come back with PTSD. The first home will get the guns. The second home, we're going to die because they're going to have guys with armor-piercing weapons on the roof. And they told the governor, take your law and stick it because we're not doing this.
Right.
People don't understand that the American public and the ex-military and the sheriff's offices aren't going to do this. These maniacs, they're delusional thinking that other fellow Americans are going to do this. We're not.
Yeah, I mean, the sheriffs in Virginia, they'll just deputize, you know, law-abiding citizens. And if they have to, they'll create a statewide militia that will protect the Second Amendment at all given costs. You know, that's what the left doesn't understand. They can't come in and curb the Second Amendment without a fight. And, you know, it's going to be obviously
it won't just be a fight. It'll be a slaughter.
If it has to go the other direction, it will.
Yeah, but the thing is, if they actually start a fight, which I don't think they're... I think they're delusional enough they think they can win to just threatening us. If they actually start trying to proceed, it'll be over so quick it won't even hardly start. Because I can see tens of thousands, if not millions, of Americans marching on Washington, D.C. and capitals if they try to do this kind of crap. And the people that will go through a military tribunal, and a lot of them, because of the military tribunal, will be executed as part of their process. They're not going to survive this. They're not going to prison. They're going to go to the grave. So this idea of trying to disarm a public, especially as whether it's the United Nations or a governor, why is the governor doing this? He's trying to provoke people to being stupid and doing violence. People aren't going to do violence. Yeah. They're just going to prep up. They're going to quietly prep up. They're not going to get violent.
Dr. Bill, as far as I'm concerned, there is no such thing as gun legislation, okay?
No.
The Second Amendment is your permit to carry a firearm. I don't care what state you're in. It doesn't matter. There is no such thing as a gun law. It doesn't exist because any law against guns is unconstitutional. Mm. So therefore, because of the fact that we have a Second Amendment, that is our gun permit. So anyone that's carrying guns, they can't be arrested because there is no such thing as gun laws.
I love that. I love your logic. Your logic. Yeah.
That's myself, cool. Personally, I would never adhere to any type of gun law. And thankfully, where I live, I don't have to worry about that.
But right, in Arizona.
Other people that are in other parts of the country, you need to resist gun laws. Okay? You need to not adhere to gun laws because, again, they're obsolete. There's no such thing as a gun law. It's impossible. We have a Second Amendment, and that gives us the right to carry. That gives us the right to bear arms, and that will not be infringed. And so all gun law legislation that's ever been passed in the history of the United States is all unconstitutional and illegal. So therefore, just ignore the law.
But it's not just physical guns, too. Remember, advanced technology is coming available. Even things like, you know, pepper spray ball guns, which you can buy at $340 from Amazon. People need to be prepared for the fact that if the United Nations or a group of a small clique of people who think they're going to go home to home to American homes and start seizing guns, they're going to realize after the first or second home that they're going to start losing people like crazy. I mean, this is not going to, and it may not be lethal. It may be non-lethal. Maybe they'll just get zip-tied after we hit them with a pepper spray ball and make them blind. And then we'll haul them away. Yeah, so people need to realize this is not going to go well for them. And the people that are pushing this as politicians, they need to go to jail. People like Swalwell and this governor. Anybody who's pushing gun-grabbing legislation and gun-grabbing activity, to me, is a form of a coup. They're trying to actually take over and disarm a public that's going to prevent... See, this is the final step. You have three boxes. You have the witness box, the voting box, and the cartridge box. And you have to have all three boxes to have a stable republic. With all three boxes, you don't have a U.S. republic,
right.
Do you?
But let me ask this, okay? All 50 states, you're allowed to carry a firearm without a permit.
Right.
Because all 50 states believe in the Second Amendment.
Right.
And the Second Amendment is the one that is the most important of all. So everything else is obsolete. There is no such thing as gun laws. And so for me, I mean, I'll go anywhere I want to go and carry or travel or whatever. It doesn't matter for me. And I would, you know, obviously do that if I was in Virginia. But again, as a member of the media, Sean Hannity and Tucker Carlson and, you know, and Laura Ingraham and, and Rush Limbaugh, you know, they're not there at the rally either. So I'm a member of the media. I report on these things. I don't get involved in the, you know, in the protests themselves. That's why I wasn't at Bunkerville. That's why I wasn't at Mulheer. That's why I wasn't at Bundy Ranch or anywhere else. Because, again, I'm not part of that story. I report on the story.
Right.
But with that being said, there are no gun laws. And, again, I would advise anyone to take that same approach.
Well, no, I talked with this in the last segment with Greg Ford. He'll be back on after the show on video. He's talking about the fact that the FBI are actually trying to seize phone records and so on in Apple's through in Nicaragua and elsewhere. They're also seizing the Level 3 night vision scopes, which are manufactured in America that allow you to actually have night vision conflict if there's anybody trying to do stuff to your home or your person. To me, night vision scopes go along with the ability to bear arms. I mean, having a night vision scope is an important part of your armamentarium, just like having a flak jacket on, right?
Right, right, exactly. And look, we've got to be able to have surveillance. We've got to be able to see who's on our property and things like that. And obviously in the dark, you know, the night vision goggles and things like that, that's not just for the military.
Right.
You know, I think normal people should be able to have that. But again, I'm also the type of person that believes that even people with mental issues should have guns. I believe that you should have guns in church. I believe you should have guns in restaurants, in bars, where there's alcohol. But I also believe that every single person in America over the age of, let's say, 18, should be able to be allowed to carry a firearm on their private person and be in those same establishments so that if there is a crazy person who's unstable with a gun, they're not going to do any damage. Because
exactly.
That person's going to be armed. I mean, look what happened in Texas at the church.
Yeah,
right?
A good example.
The guy gets up and he tries to shoot somebody, and he's immediately taken down.
Now, he killed two people, though, didn't he, before he was taken down? He killed two people, though, right?
25 or 30 people dead.
Exactly. And I saw this guy, very mild-mannered, very prepared guy. He didn't see a person. He said, I saw evil. I saw his interview again this morning, and he said, I just took out evil.
Yeah.
He's not a mean person.
Right.
He's not a violent person who wants to just go crazy and kill people. He realized someone rose up in his church, killed two of his fellow parishioners or people who are in church, and stopped the killer before he killed 25 or 35.
Right, and it was his civic duty to kill that perpetrator.
Right.
And you know what? He probably sleeps well at night knowing that he didn't take a life. More than anything else, he saved other people's lives from being taken. And yes, the one person had to be taken out to save others. And you know what? That's something that he will be able to deal with from a psychological standpoint. He will be at peace with his decision, and he will never second guess what he did, because what he did makes him a hero, and what he did makes him a civically active citizen of the United States who is there to protect other citizens.
I wanted to switch topics a bit. I've got intel sources that tell me that Iran is now, after this meeting yesterday in Berlin between Johnson and Putin and so on, that Putin is actually trying to stop the Turks from invading Libya. And the Iranians have stated they're not going to stop enriching uranium because there's been documents filed to actually protest there in the 2015 deal. And the Israelis are not going to tolerate the fact we've got weapons that can hit Israel from Hezbollah in southern Lebanon and Iraq, as well as nuclear weapons to hit Israel. And the Iranians have already made statements that they're going to kill everybody in Haifa and Tel Aviv. I don't think Israel's going to tolerate it, and I think it's a matter of days, weeks, and months before Israel bombs the Bushehr reactor. I don't see these Iranians have enough common sense to realize that they're tempting their own annihilation, because when the conflict starts, America's going to take out every oil refinery, every nuclear plant, every missile firing station, every radar base in Iran is going down. And Trump's not going to back down when they pull off this next stunt, because when they're saying they've got missiles and they want to take out America and our military bases and they want to take out Israel, Israel shouldn't tolerate this. If I was actually managing it right now, I'd say, Israel, take them out. If you have to use neutron weapons rather than blowing the place up, do it. Take it out, drop special forces, disassemble the frigging plant. But you don't need to blow it up, but use neutron weapons and kill everybody there so they can't do any more harm or start up nukes that should hit Israel. Stop it today, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, here's the thing. Here's what I would hope would happen is that we kind of quell things and keep things quiet until after President Trump is reelected. And then once he's reelected and he doesn't have to worry about polls and doesn't have to worry about a reelection campaign, I say that we target the Iranians and take out.
I don't think we have that time. I don't think we have the time to. When we come back, I don't think we have a lot of time left for that. I know that usually be the logical thing, but.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutraMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop down menu and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with the providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. To stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. And listen to the NutraMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutraMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
welcome back. And we're going to talk with Josh. And Josh has a plan of how we can do, you know, what I call expunge and remove the dangerous regime in Iran. Because if Israel is sacrificed to the maniac Muslims, this will be the trigger that will start World War III and destruction of our ecosystem and most of humanity. We cannot let Israel go down. We can also not let them be in grave danger right now because we're teetering. And the timing is going to be very vital. So tell us what you'd recommend we do and when.
Here's what we would need to do. And number one, this would need to happen after President Trump's re-election. That way he doesn't have to worry about polling. He doesn't have to worry about winning another election. He can do this completely, you know, by himself. He doesn't need Congress or anything like that. Again, up to a 90-day window, he's allowed to do this. First thing you do is you pass crippling sanctions, even worse than what we already have, on the regime and also on the UK, on France, on Germany, on Spain, on Italy, any country that still has anything to do with this regime and does any business with them, we immediately cut them off financially. So in other words, we hurt our allies severely in order to tell them to stop doing business, which cuts off this entire regime. That's the first thing we do. The second thing we do is the next target should not be on the Iran Revolutionary Guards. It should be on the entire parliament of the Iranian government, from Khamenei to Rouhani to all of his people behind him. We need to find out when their next meeting's going to be, and we need to do a drone campaign directly on that building, take out as many of the leaders as humanly possible. And the next step we're going to need to do is we're going to need to take out the Iranian Revolutionary Guards, where they live, where they work out of, where they train out of, all of that. The problem there is there's 100,000 strong. So we would need a sustained air campaign of at least 90 to 120 days. And then we arm the people, the protesters in Iran, to take care of whoever is left. And then we help them, if they want it, to constitute a new government towards freedom and towards Western values and all of those things. Now, people might hear that and say, well, Josh, you're nation building. No, I'm regime destroying. I don't necessarily believe in nation building and being the policeman of the world, but in this case, this is not only a humanitarian issue, but we cannot allow this regime to survive another generation. And look what they're doing to their own people. So I know people will say, well,
they killed several thousand already.
Right. We got our problems here at home. We don't want to get involved. That's not the right answer. We've got to take out this regime. We can do it. And if you think President Reagan was honored and revered for Gorbachev to tear down this wall, could you just imagine how President Trump would be if he took it and ended the Iranian regime once and for all? So that's what we do. And we do that without boots on the ground.
Right.
And we do that without loss of American lives. Because, again, this is all unmanned drone attacks.
Yeah, I would add a couple other layers. I would add space-based systems to take out the main parliament buildings that are in session. And I would hit all 53 of these sites they've already got pre-labeled with, say, drone attacks and other exotic weapons, so that we would completely poke out their eyes and their ability to fire missiles or prosecute a missile war against Israel or anybody else. Because they can strike anywhere inside Europe, too. And,
We have to make sure that they cannot retaliate.
Right.
You are correct. Absolutely.
You got to make sure the retaliation capacity drops to zero, because we have got dozens of bases in the Mideast that could be attacked by Iran that are within missile attack range. So,
This would need to be, obviously, a sneak attack. It would have to be a situation through intelligence that we would know where these people meet. You know, you've got the Iranian government, and they meet pretty frequently, but they're not always all together. But obviously the structure is Supreme Leader is Khamenei, President is Rouhani, and then you have your parliament, which is about 290 members. Then you have the Assembly of Experts, which is 86 clerics and religious scholars. Then you have the Council of Guardians, which is a 12-member, basically Khamenei's own private Supreme Court. Then you have the Supreme Court, which is five judges. Now, if you do all of that, that's a little over 350 to 370 people. Figure they're not going to all meet at the same time, but maybe half would be meeting at any given time. So you could take out half of the parliament and the regime and then, you know, worry about the rest later. But it would certainly cripple the Iranian regime and put them in a situation where not only can they not retaliate, but they will be taken over eventually by the people.
Yeah, and by the way, people say, well, that's cruel. No, no. See, I don't believe in prosecuting war. It's not cruel. It's actually prosecuting. See, what we've done in the past, and this is something we shouldn't be thinking of, when we prosecute wars, like long wars, like First World War, Second World War, Vietnam, the war in Afghanistan, these are for the benefit of banks. If you prosecute a win, it can be done over a weekend. It doesn't need to be dragged out for months and years. It could be a combination of economic, geopolitical, and high-tech weapons without even losing our troops. And, and neutralizing them, this could be done very quickly and swiftly. It basically would be complete annihilation of their capacity to prosecute war or do economic things or other things to us. Because remember, they have hackers inside Iran, truly, they want to hack into our power grid and our air traffic controllers and our sewage treatment plants, etc. So people have to start understanding here, we want to release the Iranian people from the tyranny of the regime that was put in place. And by the way, the regime was put in place by functionaries like MI6 because they took out Rouhani, they took out Mossadegh, they put in the Shah, and then we took out the Shah when he wanted a plastics plant by the British Petroleum Company. We put in and supported the installation of the Ayatollah Khomeini and his bunch of maniac Muslim bombers. And, you know, you can't keep on threatening Israel and think you're going to still survive. I mean, it's like if someone keeps on threatening me and I know where they live, they're not going to live very damn long, okay? So people need to understand that and Israel is logical. I mean, they're like a normal person that's just received enough threats, they're going to take care of business, okay? And Israel shouldn't delay on this if necessary just because of the political things happening in America. And that's why I'm concerned that something might happen before Election Day. And to be honest with you, if he doesn't win the election, and the regime decides to continue to be saber-rattling between Election Day, if he loses the election, and Inauguration Day, Iran is going down. Trump will take care of them before he leaves office.
It would be his civic duty as President of the United States still to take out that regime before the new people come in.
Before he leaves, before the new installation.
Totally
the new,
agree.
Yeah. So I think
totally
this year's going to be a hell of a year. And the problem is people don't realize that we are on the precipice of either a period of extended peace. Putin's trying to work out peace. The article I have here on RT, I'm saying, you know, they saw a lot of intentions and about lack of ability to implement them on the ground. So a big role is still left for Turkey and Russia. I mean, Putin, as much as you want to argue with the guy, he's the one trying to tell Turkey to back off and not invade Libya. And he realizes if this stuff really gets out of hand and Iran continues to threat Israel, remember, a lot of the Israeli citizens are dual Russian-Israeli citizens. They're not just Israeli. They have dual Russian citizenship, don't they? A lot of them, right?
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, I would say many of them do. Absolutely. You know, but getting back to what you said about the Shah, make no mistake about it. Jimmy Carter created the Iranian Revolution. Okay?
Right.
There's no question about it.
Right.
His weak and feckless foreign policy is what led to the Shah being removed. And, of course, the Iranian Revolution coming in because, again, Khomeini was in exile. And then he came in. Many of those people that took over the embassy ended up eventually becoming the Iranian Revolutionary Guards.
Right.
And they forced the Shah from power. Why? Because Jimmy Carter was weak, and Jimmy Carter did not back up the Shah when he needed his help the most. So you could basically say, from a historical standpoint, that Jimmy Carter created the Iranian Revolution.
It's a similar thing to the so-called peacemaker in India, where they eventually partitioned India into India and Pakistan. That created the catastrophe of a possible nuclear zone between India and Pakistan, was the so-called peacemaker that's considered this great peacemaker in India. People don't understand this, that if you're feckless and make bad decisions, you can lay the groundwork for a future catastrophe, and that's what Jimmy Carter did, didn't he?
Doubt. That's exactly what he did. Why do you think they were released when Ronald Reagan was sworn in? It's very, very simple. They were afraid of Ronald Reagan. They were not afraid of Jimmy Carter.
Well, that's the thing that's apparently bringing Turkey to the table after our president, whether or not people want to justify it. he took out Qasem Soleimani. So the Turks are scared out of their mind of what Trump will do to them if they decide to invade Libya and support the Muslim Brotherhood in Libya against the duly elected government now. So even though they're a NATO member, if Turkey thinks they're going to pull off this stuff and Trump's not going to do something economically or otherwise bad to Turkey, they're delusional. And that's why Turkey is deciding to pull back, along with Russia, this idea of invading Libya. They take Trump seriously now. Traders and other people, we might not like everything Trump does, but let me tell you, people take him seriously, don't they?
Oh, yeah. There's no question about it. I don't mean to switch subject here, but I've got some interesting breaking news here.
Go ahead.
Remember the Google whistleblower, Dr. Robert Epstein, who told about how Google can switch millions upon millions of votes through their algorithm?
Yes.
Okay. Well, his wife died in a fatal car crash, and he actually went to Twitter and actually said this. Last year, after I briefed a group of state AGs about Google's power to rig elections, one of them said to me, quote, "I think you're going to die in an accident in a few months." Months later, my beautiful wife, Misty, died a violent death. Makes you wonder.
Whoa. Doesn't surprise me. Let me tell you, the dark side wants to take out whistleblowers.
It doesn't surprise me at all.
Just like Greg Ford when he got renditioned because he knew about the weapons of mass destruction. He's on the show and he'll be back on after 3 o'clock on my Vimeo channel. People need to realize that when you speak out like us, you put your life and your future and your family in grave danger. But we can't stand and be quiet. We can't. We have to stand up for the truth and for liberty and justice and self-protection, because the only thing that keeps us having liberty in this only republic on earth, which protects everybody not only in America but worldwide, is the three boxes: the voting box, the witness box, and the cartridge box. It's
if you remember
Michael
world. Hastings a few years ago, he was going to drop a story about Barack Obama, and his car ended up losing control in a one-car accident at 4 o'clock in the morning in California, and he hit a tree, exploded, was burned to death, died in the car, and there was no evidence to, look at what happened to him.
Right.
But clearly he went under the radar, off the grid, and he was working on dropping a huge story on General McChrystal, I believe
right.
it was, and Barack Obama's administration.
Well, they can take over your car by the remote.
They probably
accelerate
took over the car. They cut the brakes. Whatever they did, they killed him. There's no question in my mind that they
right.
did that, because all the evidence points to that. It's almost like Jeffrey Epstein. All the evidence points to the fact that he was murdered. So,
this is probably another
situation with this Google whistleblower.
I had somebody raise the issue on the blogs we've been doing on our Vimeo channel, and they said, well, you think it's a bad idea for people to hide when they're releasing classified information? I said, you got to come out and make full disclosure and do as much as possible, quickly as possible, because everybody's got a red line, including military and even people that are bad guys in the dark side. Everybody has a red line. They might kill their neighbor, but they're not going to eat their mama. And people need to realize that because of that, the dark side is scared that you're going to activate people that are going to say, you've crossed my red line, I'm not going to do this. And that's what scares the dark side more than anything, is that their minions are going to stop being minions. That's what scares them. And that's why when you come up with full disclosure and your actual name, it's a lot better than trying to hide and think you know something or you're going to be okay. You're not going to be okay. This guy, if he had other databases and sources or ways of getting this information out, it's most likely he'd still survive, right?
Yep. Exactly true.
You got to be full disclosure, and if you're not brave and fearless, you're going to die, sucker.
Well, we all die one day, right?
Might as well die with your boots on, as they say.
Whether we die with dignity and honor, or in disgrace.
Die with your boots on and your gun at your side. How's that?
Exactly.
Yeah. And the gunpowder smell still in the air. How's that? Thank you, Josh. I think this year is going to be an awakening year. We're having full disclosure on a lot of things. If you're not paying attention, you're going to be a victim. As I say, the Darwin effect will take you out. Back in a moment, we're going to prep up with Amy from Legacy Foods. And afterward, we're going to get Greg Ford back on our Vimeo channel live on video.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind.
And welcome back. We have one of my favorite people that preps you up. As I say, Amy from Legacy Foods. And if you go to NutriMedical, go to the drop-down menu, go to Legacy Foods in our link. You need a prep up. If there was any time in history to prep up and get yourself ready for economic, geopolitical, and ecological disaster, it's this year. Mm-hmm. This is going to be a year out of the books. Like, tell us about the specials that are on now, Amy, and what your perspective is. I guess, if I remember correctly, your hubby was actually in the military. Is that right?
He was. He's a Marine.
Yeah. And I'm sure he's right on side with understanding what's going on. We talked about a lot of issues today, all the way from David Dees in the first segment, right through hour two with Dr. Greg Ford. With Greg Ford, he's actually an MD, medic, and CIA. And Josh Bernstein, our geopolitical analyst. It's amazing. And, of course, now you. What are the specials today? And if you go through to our link. And by the way, the Legacy Foods, and I've checked all the companies out, have the largest number of grams of nutrients, the best, widest array, the lowest oxygen concentration, the best deals that you can get by monthly auto delivery. There's nobody even in the same ballpark as Legacy Foods, right?
Exactly. I mean, just when you simply, you can't look at food stores the way you used to anymore. They're not all the same.
No.
It's not all about price. You can get so much more healthier food for your family with Legacy than you can any other company today.
Right.
So,
and I'm
going to
tell you out
right
there, if you're not prepping up for a disaster this year or next, you're not paying attention. And if
there's
I was
going
to make a movie to scare the hell out of people, I would call it The Fourth Day. People say, why would you do that? The eagle, I said, but it's the fourth day. The dog's barking. The water's turned down because you got sewage backing up in your sink because they don't have backup power for the sewage treatment plants. They do for the water. And the internet's down. Your cell phone's dead. Your food's rotting in the fridge. And everybody's starving and dehydrating. And they're starting to get diarrhea because they're eating food that's bad. And the fourth day, they're saying, you know, there's a prepper next door up the hill. His lights are still on. It looks like he's partying. Can you take the gun, dear, and go get some food so we don't starve to death today before supper? Now, people don't realize, how many meals can you go before people turn into animals? Four meals.
Yeah.
Four meals away from, arr! And if you don't think I'm exaggerating, I mean, as a doctor taking care of almost 50 years in practice, I've seen human beings do things that wild animals without a cortex wouldn't do to another animal.
When they're hungry.
And
yeah.
They're hungry, man. Humans are scary beings, aren't they?
And when they have kids, it's even worse, right? You
yeah,
kids.
Kids and pets, yeah. And remember, in World War II, they started eating the pets first, they ate other people's kids second, then they ate their own kids, then they ate each other. Mm-hmm. Just like the Donner Party in Utah. Remember 100
yeah.
years ago? Yeah. Don't be Donnerized, I call it. Ha ha ha. Don't become Donnerized. Boy, that thigh was good. Yummy. I'm a sarcastic character. Anyway, I want people to... Sometimes humor gets through to people. I believe in what's called a group
yeah.
tragedy principle. If you can make people laugh and cry at the same time, they say, my gosh, Deagle, that was so funny and scary. I might believe you. You're not just a nut. Guess what? Even if I am a nut, this crazy stuff is happening. We're on the verge right now, for example, in the Middle East, of a big thermonuclear war. And if they don't, all the parties don't kind of handle this properly, Putin, Turkey, whatever, Israel, this is going to get nuts this year or early next. And if
yeah.
you think it's going to be easy sneezy when they got a world ID and the FBI are grabbing third generation night vision scopes and the United Nations is recruiting people, putting people in civil detention camps, and the governor of Virginia is trying to take away guns and see if he can come against all the local sheriffs, things are in the open nuts. This
right.
is not hidden away. Oh, that's just your theory, Deagle. How about you shut the hell up and listen and stop complaining that I'm just a nut and I got a big voice and I don't have a shut-up gene and I talk over my guests. All right? How about you wake up and realize I'm here as your big brother to save your hide from stupidity and self-suicide? Because if you don't prep up and you don't have water and power and electricity and prep up and self-protection, you're going to die hard, just like Bruce Willis said. Die Hard 4, not Die Hard 3. Remember the movie Die Hard 3 was the last one? You will be part of Die Hard 4. How's that?
It will. If you wait for everybody else to get everything, there's not going to be anything left.
Yeah, exactly. In fact, if everybody listened to me today, and they all ordered within about 45 minutes, all the food in every food company in the country would be gone. Right? And it would, the
yeah.
price
well,
would
go. Well, and that's what happens when people all order at the last minute. That's what happens,
right.
And then nobody can get through, and then nobody gets anything. Right?
Right. Right. Now, if they yeah. want to contact you, they can go right directly to our website, NutriMedical, go to the drop-down menu, go to the link there, and sign up and go through there and use that code. If you go through that code, we're going to get credit for the referral we made to you to
right.
make sure
exactly.
we save your hide.
Yes.
And I want people to understand this. This year, and I'm not, you know, I pray, and you know what God's told me? You're a Christian.
Yes.
Some things he tells me, don't ask me because I'll tell you, Deagle. I'm thinking, okay, God. So this is serious. In other words, if I keep bugging him, he's going to let me know. You know, I'll have to carry that knowledge to
right.
my grave, right? But I can tell you this year, is the year of the apocalypse. And there's things that I've been holding back for 60 years since I had my near-death experience at 8. I'm going to release this year. And let me tell you where we're headed. And I have tons of geopolitical experts on lately. In fact, after the show, in 10 minutes or so, after we're finished today, I got Greg Ford on, intel agent and CIA in the Middle East. I got General Granis Karpinski that's going to be on here in the next few weeks. Susan Lindar will be on after they get the impeachment thing going. We've got all these experts that are former intel agents. Many of them suffered greatly or even renditioned because they knew what I knew. I got death threats when I was the exit examiner of the Murrah building. I was turned to a spook 26 years ago as a doctor, above top secret clearance. And what I know, and I have a photographic memory, I can do a data dump and your brain is going to spin. You're going to say, how do you know all this stuff, Deagle? I guess what? I don't have a cape and a fireproof suit and flint fly at the speed of light. But intellectually and spiritually, I am Clark Kent. I am Superman. Now, that might piss you off, excuse my English, but you have to understand, I'm not made this way for my sake because it's a pain in the butt. I tick off relatives, I tick off friends, I tick off co-hosts. But I'm desperate because I want you to understand, if you're not prepping up, God help you. Well, actually, yeah, we won't help you because he's already told me to tell you to do it, and you didn't. So God's not going to help you anymore because you didn't listen to what I said on the show. You didn't go to the link, didn't order the food, didn't get the monthly deliveries, didn't get yourself prepped up, so you had to eat your doggy, your cat, and then your daughter. How's that?
And you know what, Dr. Bill? You know what? A lot of people don't know where to start, and I should tell them. They can
start little.
Right? They can call me, and I can help them with anything, but then I want them to go back through your link. Right? We have I can help them navigate through the site, know what to do, understand what's there, what's best for their family, and then
they'll get that phone number. They just go to the link, too. They'll get the link directly to call you. And you're really good. Yeah. You're in Arizona, I believe, and they can call you during the day, and you're always available there. In fact, we want to make sure we got you today because it's later in the day, which is good for you because you're so busy. Right now, people are in a false state of security. I don't know why. They think Trump's going to stop everything. Look, he's done more good works, and he's done a couple things that I consider kind of a little scary, you know, like when he took out Soleimani, who was a bad guy.
Yeah.
So you could justify killing him, but he was actually down there supposedly going to negotiate something with us. And if he didn't get his way, he was going to probably kill more of us, just like any enemy, right? But people take Trump seriously now. They're just like Reagan, you know, not like Jimmy Carter. They take him seriously. If Trump says something, these our potential enemies take to the bank like, Trump's scary. If you tick him off and he decides he's not just going to hit you with another tweet, he's going to hit you somehow he's going to hit you with a tomahawk missile or a nuclear weapon or a scalar weapon. So you think it's going to be funny? Don't test Trump, okay?
Exactly.
And right now we're in grave danger of Israel striking the Bashar reactor because the crazy Iranians are still saying they're going to enrich uranium. We got the Russians trying to get the Turks from stopping invading Turkey, which is happening as we speak right now. It's not a future thing. It's happening today. 3 shipments a day of troops into Libya to actually invade Turkey with Iran. Turkey trying to invade Libya. We have Israel now in grave danger of being attacked, Haifa and Tel Aviv, because they're telling them that the Iranians are saying they want to nuke Haifa and Tel Aviv. And they actually had 3 other media sources say they want to go and attack the White House in Washington, D.C. directly with weapons, okay? So if you think this is a minor thing and they're not going to do it, remember the BioPreparat program in the Soviet Union went to Iran and Syria. They had the money to pay for them to buy borscht and Russian sausage. So the past 30 years or so, guess who's got all these weapons? Iran and Syria. Dang it. You know, people say, oh, that won't happen. All you have to have is some nutball on his prayer mat in Chicago that's an Iranian affiliate. And he's going to decide it's time to say Allah Akbar, and he's going to start praying before his refrigerator with a lyophilized super weapon in it, and you've got a spray bottle and sit in a bus and just spray it out the window. Oh, no, they wouldn't do that. I said, you know what? I was trained 48 years ago by a bioweaponer, Dr. Robert Brown, when I worked on my PhD. Dr. Deagle's got skill sets.
Yeah.
You people out there think I'm just a radio host. Let me put it this way. Pray to God that I never turn to the dark side, because if I do, I'm one of the most scary people who's ever drawn breath or had a pulse. Okay? And that's why these other side think that they're going to just be able to waltz in and take people's weapons and their night vision scopes and their guns and bullets?
Yeah.
Don't even think it.
Not gonna
Don't
happen.
Even think it. If you think it, let me tell you, your days on Earth are numbered. And you better start prepping people, because this year, if anything bad happens, the food supply will be gone. It'll disappear on the shelves in like 2 hours.
Yeah, it goes really fast.
It's going to be gone. And the preppers are going to be prepped up. They're also going to be armed up. If you go to a prepper house trying to take their stuff, you're going to die in their front line.
That's
you're not
right.
going to have a good day. Now, if you're their buddy and you're going to exchange stuff, well, fine. I'll give you some of my fruit I grow in my yard with some food we supplied, and we're going to do this and that. And we're going to exchange, biodiesel or whatever it is. Fine. But if you don't have a relationship with somebody, you've not prepped up, and you start trying to seize people's stuff, like they had this prepper show a few years ago, that one of the last shows they had, they actually talked about attacking preppers as their preparation plan. Bad idea. Mm-hmm. You want to attack preppers? Better say your prayers, sucker. You're going to die and see your maker soon after trying to attack a prepper home. Not going to be funny. And people think, well, I can do that. I said, not likely. In fact, most people that are smart enough will have a watch, which means if things really break down, they'll have somebody 24/7 with night vision scopes and other thing watching their home and property.
Right. They will, round the clock.
Yeah, and let me tell you, you want to start taking on somebody who's got night vision scopes and lasers and all kinds of other stuff, you're going to be a sorry cat. And if you think you're going to be able to invade and get the stuff from people that already prepped up, think of it. Why don't you make a series of friends, and you all, if you can't buy it yourself, buy it as a group.
Right.
Buy it as a group, and you have a store. Like buy a discount. Let's say get 10 people together and say, hey, we can't afford all this stuff.
Perfect.
Then how about 10 of you? If 10 families decide to start buying something, you guys would be happy as anything, because you've got food. Remember, after a few months, you'll start growing food. You'll start getting the local game. You'll figure out what insects taste really good. You'll survive by becoming living off the land. Because you wouldn't believe what you'll eat once you're basically at the point of starvation. Your body will say, you know what? It's got protein. It's got crunch. It's got interesting flavor. But it keeps me alive. Right?
Yeah.
People don't get that. You know, right where I live is what's called Quail View Drive. I have a little quail, they kind of tilt forward with a little brush on their forehead, and they run.
Right.
Let me tell you, the foxes love the quail here, and so do we. But people have to understand there's lots of things you can eat, even snake. Snake tastes just like chicken if you cook it up properly.
Yeah.
Slithery chicken. Called. But if you want to eat like a five-star restaurant, when all hell breaks loose, you better start getting your legacy food now. Go to our link. Prep up today. 2020 is going to be a shocking year. If you don't think it's going to be real nice, I hope it's nice. I don't think so. I think we got a lot of gray and black swan events are going to happen this year. With all the craziness happening with the impeachment and the stuff going in Iran and Libya and everything, this is going to be a year where there's going to be more news than you can keep your eye on. It's not good. None of it's good. Economic and otherwise. Prep today, don't die tomorrow. How's that? Prep today, don't die tomorrow.
And the medicine for the